This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. I want to wish you all a very, very happy Eid Mubarak. May Allah accept from you all the good that you did, and may He help you so you can grow in a very, very nice way. Many of you are doing Eid on Thursday, so that's amazing. But there will be some of us who are going to be doing Eid on Friday. It's okay, because like I explained at the beginning of Ramadan, some places have seen the moon, some places have not seen the moon. And some places follow other countries, and other places don't follow some countries. That's okay. You can have Eid on Thursday, you can have Eid on Friday, and either way, Eid Mubarak to you guys, mashallah. You know, Eid is a day of happiness. It's a day when you should meet your family, your friends, perhaps if possible. Sometimes because of Corona, you might not be able to meet, but it's okay. Phone them, make a video call with them. Perhaps, greet them somehow, a few of them at least, if you can, and have a happy, happy day. You must forgive anyone who's done wrong to you. It's a day of forgiveness as well. You must also congratulate them. You say, Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak, and so on. If you remember, in one of the events or one of the programs, I said that the Islamic greeting is Assalamu alaikum. And you can say, Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Whether it's Eid, whether it's Ramadan, whether it's Friday, no matter what day, that is the Islamic greeting. You get a big reward for saying, Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, after that, you can add Eid Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak, Jum'ah Mubarak, etc. after the greeting. But not before that. You don't just come on the day of Eid and say Eid Mubarak. You must say Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak, like that. Inshallah, I'm just teaching you something that's very, very interesting. Now, you greet your parents, you greet your brothers and sisters perhaps, and maybe, or your family members, your uncles and aunts, your cousins, your whoever it might be. If you can, you can get together maybe for a meal. There's nothing wrong with that if you are allowed to do that, because different countries have different rules when it comes to the virus that's going on right now. But make dua for those who are less privileged, reach out to them. And you deserve this day because you've been a good child, doing all the right things, trying to listen to a good message every day, trying to be a better child, no swearing, no cheating, no stealing, no deceiving, no fighting, no yelling and screaming. That's what you've been doing. You've been behaving. So alhamdulillah, you deserve this beautiful day. For those of you who have fasted the whole of Ramadan, congratulations. Wallahi, it's a very big achievement. As children, it's something amazing, mashallah. You deserve a pat on the back. Those of you who have fasted a few fasts, congratulations. You did very well. As children, again, you've done really, really, really amazing. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Next year, perhaps you might want to try again and do much better than this year, inshallah. For those of you who only managed to do part of the day because you're young and you were unable, no problem. You're a child. So if you did half a fast for 30 days, technically you did very well, because that's like 15 whole fasts, you know. But don't worry, because you're a child, Allah knows that you tried. So that's okay, congratulations. And those of you who didn't fast, try it next year, inshallah. Try it. Even if it means starting a little bit, keep yourself without eating and drinking for a few hours at least, and then you can start from there because you're children. And inshallah, that's a very, very big achievement. But push yourself a little bit. So congratulations, mashallah. On Eid day, we wear good clothes. They don't have to be new, but they have to be our favorite clothes, nice clothes, a good set of clothes. You have to be clean, try and bath early morning, get up early, don't be lazy. Maybe you can give mom or dad a hand, maybe if they're preparing some, goodies, some breakfast, whatever it might be, might want to lend them a hand, or at least just behave. They might not have the time to check up on you so much, but that's okay. And then you need to eat something. If you can go for Salat al-Eid, go out for Salat al-Eid. MashaAllah, you must be smiling. You must be happy. You look fresh and neat and clean. Make sure that you're dressed in, like I said, smart clothing. And then if you can, exchange a few gifts, small things, with your family, perhaps your friends, a few little things. if you can. If you cannot, it's not so important, but it's a good thing. And then, subhanAllah, you can meet your folks if possible, like I said. But I want to know something from you guys. There's something I really want to know. The comment section here in my on my YouTube channel, I want you to tell me how many fasts you fasted, how was your Ramadan, and what have you planned for Eid? That's what I want to know. What have you planned for the day of Eid? And are you going to have Eid on Thursday or Friday? Let me know. Inshallah, I'll like the comment. Inshallah. And you're going to know that I read it. May Allah bless you guys. Wallahi, I was so happy to have had such a beautiful, beautiful program for this month of Ramadan. Many of you are saying I should carry on even after Ramadan. Make dua that I have the time to do this, inshallah. And it will really be a good idea to continue. Maybe tomorrow I might do one more program so that we can speak to you on the day of Eid. And for those who have not had Eid on Thursday, no problem. We will probably give you a message tomorrow so that you can also benefit from it. But for now, give my salam to your family. Give my salam to those you live with. Some of you whose parents have passed away, may Allah grant them Jannah. May Allah unite us with them in Jannah. Some of you who are only living with one parent, it's okay. May Allah make it easy for you guys. And some of you who might be living in foster care, may Allah bless you guys. We love you all. You are our leaders for tomorrow, the leaders of tomorrow. And inshallah, we look forward to meeting with you again and again. May Allah bless you guys. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and Eid Mubarak.